The lights are already down here, are they?
Yeah, we were just about to put them on the tree.
Shall we see what we've got here, then?
Are we going to put the chains up in the hall, as usual?
Well, they're getting so tatty, we ought to get some more.
Mum, we can't. We always have these up.
And Pat, can you turn the switch on, so I can make sure we get the lights where we want them?
Yeah?
All right.
You need the angel for the top.
One angel.
Oh, right, thanks. Hey, something smells good.
Oh, we haven't had a curry for a long time.
Oh, great.
I thought it'd be nice to do something special.
Oh, I'll go.
No, Dad, you get on with these lights. And Mum and Helen can do the decorations.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. We need to get a bit more light down at the bottom.
We've got three of these clip-on birds, haven't we?
Yeah, I bought you each one for your first Christmas.
Yeah. We've got the photograph somewhere.
Perhaps we could get them down later and have a look.
I'd like that.
Do you remember this, Tony?
Oh, yes. How old was John when he made it?
It was the first Christmas he was at school.
Trust John to make a clay pig.
Yeah.
Look, Pat, if you don't want to put it on the tree...
I do! Wouldn't be like Christmas without it.
Right. Well, put it somewhere so we can all see it.
OK.
Look, Tom, we found John's pig.
Great.
Who was on the phone?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, go on.
Let's get on with what we're doing.
Was it someone who wanted John?
It wasn't. Look, it was a customer complaining about the pork.
What about it?
She's not happy with the standard of the butchering.
Well, that's the slaughterhouse's fault, not yours.
But Hayley and me are the ones selling it. We're the ones who are going to have to sort it out.
How?
I don't know.
Well, if you want to deal with it now...
I'll do it in the morning.
Tommy...
The only thing I'm planning on doing this evening is to decorate the tree with my family and then eat one of Mum's mega curries, unless anybody has any objections.
No, Tommy. That'll be lovely.